From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The head of a UN-brokered Libyan unity government has arrived in the capital by sea with six deputies to set up a temporary seat of power in a naval base despite threats from rival factions. The militia commander, Abdelrahman Aswali, says the head of the government, Fayez Sarraj, sailed in from neighboring Tunisia on Wednesday. A post on the unity government's website confirmed the arrival. The officials were prevented from flying into Tripoli by a rival government based in the capital. A third government is based in the east of the country. Ali Abu Zakouk, the foreign minister of the rival government, says his presence is unacceptable. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon Wednesday called for greater global efforts to tackle the Syrian refugee crisis as he opened a conference on securing resettlement places for 500,000 of those displaced by the five-year conflict.
We are facing the biggest refugee and displacement crisis of our time. The world must rise to the challenge. Providing hope means providing pathways to a better future.
Ban, in speaking to journalists after his speech, said that attempts to demonize people fleeing conflict is not only demeaning, offensive, and counterproductive, it's also factually wrong. Meanwhile, Syrian security forces are clearing mines and disarming other explosives left scattered around by the Islamic State group in the ancient town of Palmyra. This Syrian soldier says the roads have been set to cause great damage. He says ISIS has booby-trapped entire areas with wires reaching the power circuit here in order to blow up once residents and soldiers return. VOA News.